Hi there, and welcome to another episode of the Thrivepreneur Podcast. I'm Althea Caldwell, the Thrivepreneur Coach, and today we're going to dive into a topic that is critical for anyone looking to step into the world of entrepreneurship. We're going to explore five mindset shifts for aspiring entrepreneurs. Now, if you're listening to this, chances are you're either thinking about the leap from a corporate job to becoming your own boss, or maybe you're already in the path and you're navigating the ups and downs of building your business. Wherever you are, I want you to know one thing: your mindset will make or break your success. So in today's episode, I'm going to walk you through five key mindset shifts that will help you not just survive the entrepreneurial journey, but thrive. Let's talk about going from employee to employer, the shift to ownership. That first mindset shift is one of the most important, and that is the shift from employee to entrepreneur. When you're an employee, your role is to follow instructions, to hit your KPIs, and to work within the structure that someone else has created. But when you shift and take that step into the world of entrepreneurship, you're no longer just an employee. You're the visionary. As the business owner, your responsibility becomes for the direction, the growth, and the strategy of your business. You need to embrace the concept of ownership at this point, not just in terms of equity, but in terms of the decisions you make, the risks you take, and the impact you create. As an entrepreneur, you'll need to start thinking like a CEO. That means setting a vision, identifying opportunities, and creating structures that support your goals. The old way of waiting for approval and playing it safe, they're gone now. It's time to shift so that you can embrace ownership, leadership, and the responsibility that comes with being in charge of your own destiny. The next mindset shift, it's all about how you view money and opportunity. It's the shift from scarcity to abundance, the shift in your financial thinking. It is all about how you view money and opportunity. When you're in a corporate role, you're typically working for a set salary, and there's a natural limit to what you can earn. But as an entrepreneur, the possibilities are endless. Your income becomes a direct tie to your ability to innovate, provide value, and to scale your business. But many entrepreneurs get stuck in a scarcity mindset, thinking there isn't enough to go around. The fear of failure or not earning enough can paralyze you. Instead, you need to embrace an abundance mindset, which focuses on the unlimited opportunities available in the world. It reminds me of a powerful scripture in Philippians 4:19, and my God will meet all of, my needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. That's in Philippians 4:19. This verse reminds us that God promises to provide for us abundantly when we trust in him and we align our efforts with his purpose. He provides what we need and more. There's no lack in God's kingdom. And as an entrepreneur, we should trust that God has endless resources to help us fulfill our mission. When you adopt this mindset of abundance, you stop worrying about competition, and instead you focus on creating value and serving your ideal clients. This mindset will help you confidently make decisions, invest in your business, and grow without feeling limited by old financial fears. Another verse that this makes me think of that speaks to this abundance mindset is Matthew 7:7. It says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the doors will open to you, be open unto you." And again, that's Matthew 7:7. This scripture emphasizes the idea that God is always ready to provide for us if we seek opportunities and we ask for guidance. We knock on the door of possibility, he will open them to us. The abundance that exists in the world, because God put it there, is available to those who are willing to step out in faith and trust in the possibility that is presented before them. So the shift here is embracing abundance and trusting in your value that you bring to the world and focusing on creating solutions for your clients, knowing that God is always ready to provide for you. Now let's talk about something that often holds us back, especially as women: the pressure to be perfect. So let's talk about going from perfectionism to progress, the shift to action. So we've all been there, right? We want everything to be flawless before we launch the product or the service, or we offer the service to the public, or even put ourselves out there as an entrepreneur. But the truth is this: perfection doesn't exist. Perfectionism can stop you from taking action. It can make you second guess even every decision, and it can paralyze you into inaction. In the world of entrepreneurship, progress is much more important than perfection. Taking consistent action, learning from your mistakes, and adapting as you go along will serve you much more than waiting for the perfect moment. So the shift here is, let go of perfectionism. Focus on progress and getting things done, even if it's not perfect. The more you learn, the better your business will become. The fourth shift is from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset: the shift in how you learn. When you have a fixed mindset, you believe your abilities are set in stone. You either think that you're good at something or you're not. But the reality is, as an entrepreneur, you have to believe that you can learn and improve at anything. The entrepreneurial journey is filled with constant challenges, whether they're financial, operational, marketing related, you name it, there'll be challenges. But if you have a growth mindset, you'll see these challenges as opportunities to grow. You'll learn new skills and improve your business. Instead of shying away from failure, you'll embrace it as a part of the process. So the shift here is, embrace the idea that your skills and abilities are constantly evolving. Every failure is an opportunity to learn and to grow. Finally, the last shift is one that can be a game changer from isolation to community, the shift to support. One of the biggest mistakes I see new entrepreneurs making is trying to do everything on their own. You might think that as a business owner, you need to figure everything out by yourself. But here's the thing, entrepreneurship is not a solo journey. Building a network of supportive people, mentors, fellow entrepreneurs is key to your success. So you need to surround yourself with others who understand the struggles and the triumphs of being a business owner. You need a support system that can lift you up when the times get tough, because they will get tough. Help you in times when you need some accountability, and even give you a fresh perspective on how to overcome obstacles. The shift here is seek out and build a strong community of support. Surround yourself with people who encourage your growth and help you thrive. So there you have it, 5 mindset shifts that can transform the way you approach entrepreneurship. If you're looking to make a successful transition from employee to entrepreneur, it's critical to embrace these shifts. 1, from employee to entrepreneur, the shift to ownership. From 2, scarcity to abundance, the shift in financial thinking. 3, from perfectionism to progress, the shift to action. 4, from fixed to growth mindset, the shift in how you're learning. And 5, from isolation to community, the shift to support. Remember, entrepreneurship is a journey. One that requires continuously growth and learning and adaptation. And if you're ready to make that transition with confidence, clarity, and the compass you need, I'd love to help you. Make sure to check out my She Thrive Mastery 12-week coaching program, where I work with high potential corporate career women to help them navigate with ease the leap from employee to entrepreneur. My focus is not on just helping you survive that transition, but to thrive as an entrepreneur. Thank you so much for tuning in into today's episode. And if you found these tips to be helpful, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so that more amazing women like you can benefit from these insights. And as always, keep thriving. And if you want to learn more or schedule a discovery call, visit my website at www.reframeitstrategy.com. And until next time, take care and keep thriving.